If you want to talk LA Kings, there's no one better to talk to than LA Kings insider John Rosen, who joins us once again from lovely LA. Johnny, how you doing?
Hey, great. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Yeah, we got an extremely Pacific Division goaltending matchup, it looks like, tonight. Jonathan Quick has made more starts than any active goalie against the Oilers, and Mike Smith has made more starts than any active goalie against the Kings. So the most Pacific Division of Pacific Division goaltending matchup tonight.
I love that one, Johnny. Awesome. You know, the LA Kings, it's kind of obvious. They're in a retool situation. You know, Tyler Toffoli's probably going to be gone. You know, maybe they can find someone, Jonathan Quick or Carter. We'll see what happens. But when you look at this team, for Oiler fans who maybe just watch a little bit, they saw him 6-5, you know, on the second game of the season, and then they really struggled. They had a little bit of an uptick. They won three in a row, John. But coming into tonight, are the Kings, is there an area of their game they're playing very well in right now?
Yeah, there are some areas that are actually pretty healthy, and then there are some areas that are very not healthy. Their goaltending's actually been very good in November. Jonathan Quick's game came around, and that, along with getting the timely goals and winning important parts of the game, that was there over the three-game winning streak. At 5-on-5, there hasn't really been a great deal of concern with their play. There's obviously the change to the 1-3-1 under Todd McClellan, and it's causing some veterans to rework their thinking and go home thinking about it. And largely, they've done a pretty good job at adjusting to that. 5-on-5 isn't really where the Kings have been burned, and to the contrary, they had some very good 5-on-5 performances earlier in the year. And then, on the other hand, not all games are played at 5-on-5, and as the Edmonton Oilers, have built some tremendous success this year, the special teams has just not been there at all consistently for this Kings team. A 10 kill streak during that three-game winning streak. But other than that, I mean, they've been, you know, bottom three, bottom four in both penalty killing and power play. So I would think one of the keys for tonight, the most glaring, would be that LA, if they can win the special team battle, and that seems to be a pretty big challenge, then they'll put themselves in a very good position to win tonight.
Was there any discussion this morning from the Kings themselves about, you know, how they defend or stop such a hot power play or strong power play of the Edmonton Oilers?
We asked about it, and they said they were looking inward. They said that they look at themselves right now, and that they worked on the power or the penalty kill yesterday. They spent time then, but you know, I it's hard to say because they've gone up against other good power plays previously and have had those challenges. But you know, for the Kings, something that they've been doing a better job of is not giving up that second goal after the first goal. They had been giving up goals in bunches earlier, and largely one of those goals was a power play goal, you know, from the opposition. So it's going to be a real challenge. I mean, you look at what James Neal has done this year. He already has a game-winning power play goal against LA this season, and obviously, the distribution and the movement around him, that's right there is the biggest kind of, you know, needle of impact which way it could swing tonight.
Why is their power play so bad at 10.8%?
Well, right now there's not good enough personnel, and I don't know if I can answer towards the larger kind of traditional questions, because LA's power play has been good for a year here or there, even during their championship run. With the Milan Lucic year, they were a top 10 power play there, but a couple other pretty good ones as well. But largely, this has not been a team that has had that success. The question is, what has happened to this penalty kill, really, over the last 2 years? Because that was a staple, not just of the identity of the LA Kings, but of individual players, you know, such as Andre Kopitar, Dustin Brown, Jeff Carter, Tyler Toffoli. I mean, Tyler Toffoli 1 year had 5 shorthanded goals, and the team collectively has not, reached those types of numbers. You know, the goaltending has been, factors into that as well. But you know, it's interesting with the number of players that the Kings have relied on so traditionally that even in some of Daryl Sutter's more challenging times, they still had that built-in, you know, penalty-killing identity. And that's what's not there right now. But Trevor Lewis is injured right now. Jeff Carter should have a better success at this season. He's a terrific on faceoffs. He's getting back to full health and does feel much better this year. So, that's something that will be monitored because there's a better capacity for this overall and that team defense.
We're taking a look at the LA Kings with their LA Kings insider John Rosen. The Oilers are in LA to take on the Kings after winning in San Jose their last game pretty significantly. John, Drew Doughty is one of the elite players in the NHL. How's he handling what's been a pretty long, rather long stretch of tough hockey for him and his mates as a King the last, 18 months?
I think it's better now. I think they really had, some conversations with him, with upper management over the summer and weren't happy with his year last year. It was without the puck. The challenges that he faced this last season were not the same, nor was the approach and the way that he played the game, from those we had spoken with. But right now, and he has had some success on the power play, it's been a little bit of a different Drew Doughty. He's been playing back deeper in his own end a little bit. I wouldn't put him right now amongst those who have really gotten the most and understood and adapted to the new system well. And you can go and look at his, the possession and shot and chance-based ratings. For a player as important as he is to this Kings team, they're pretty low. So he also sees the toughest assignments. You still see him make some of those plays defensively like a honing missile that other defensemen in the league can't make. And that dynamism is always there, will always be inherent in his game. But that might be something for some homework tonight for Oilers fans to see, given how much they've seen him. How often Drew, inserts him into the play. Is there anything different that they see in his game this year? Because, we're all watching as well.
John Rosen, LA Kings insider, joins us. Anything new on the Kovalchuk situation, John? We know he's got a bonus, the final one coming in December. I don't see the King, like him walking away doesn't help the Kings at all because of when he signed that contract. So how do you see this unfolding?
I don't see him playing another game for the Kings. I don't think there's been any change since, came to a head last week. So he has been skating. He traveled with a team to Arizona, was skating again this morning, stayed out for some extra work. He's getting his work in, but anything beyond that is just stuff that I would, speculate on. But, it's becoming more apparent in, the sense that all of us have who cover the team. When Andrei Kopitar spoke about it last week, about the touch of finality, that it didn't seem like this was something that was going to resolve itself. So no real update, but, he's still with the team. He's still practicing. He's been around, in the dressing room.
When you look at teams in transition, they always bring up some young players. Is there a young player that you've liked of kind of starting to show some spunk that you're like, this guy could be a player?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Sean Walker has been a really bright spot for this Kings team this year. And Matt Roy, who had a really rough go in that for the Kings was the opening night of the season in Edmonton earlier this season, has gotten his game going around and has really been good at home recently. So, both of those players are players that the types of players that the Kings really need to kind of be a part of this rebuild, because Matt Roy was a seventh round draft pick and he's playing, 16, 17 minutes a night and showing pretty good improvement. And now Sean Walker, they're actually playing a righty-righty top pairing with him and Doughty. And he's really seen a spike in his minutes. So you're Oilers fans will wade into this game seeing, the middle of this test for this kid, Sean Walker, undrafted, first signed an AHL contract out of Bowling Green. I mean, if you've been following the Bakersfield Condors, you've probably heard of him a little bit the last couple of years in Ontario. But somebody that is a tremendous puck retriever. He just makes these great plays to go and retrieve pucks that are 10, 15 feet away from him, and not only get there first, but also kind of move his body so that he is in a position to be able to make a play with it. There's an offensive bent in his game, so he's been a really good bright spot. So you know, this, somebody that, again, is, you know, less than 100 games of NHL experience, so they're going to be highs, they're going to be lows, and they're going to be people that are going to be following him more closely than they were, and he's going to have to figure the league out. But those two guys have been pretty impressive, and the Kings are going to need guys like that, you know, that go beyond the first, second, third round draft picks.
John, one last one for me. So you look at the numbers for Quick, and you mentioned they have gotten a lot better in November. Do you think the Kings, would they be looking to shop him? And do you think he would waive a no-move clause to move somewhere? Because obviously the only team that's trading for him is likely going to be a team that feels they have a chance to win.
I'm unaware of any of his protection. But he will, you know, the Kings' plan, as they look at the next, like, 3 years going forward, is that they do want to separate the large contract from their team however they can. And they're obviously not going to devalue their assets in doing so or sell them for pennies on the dollar. But their focus is really to build along Andre Kopitar and Drew Doughty. And Quickly, while they are still productive players, and Andre Kopitar is on a tremendous run right now, be able to put a younger group, that younger wave around them. So anyone that is not Kopitar, anyone that is not Doughty at this point, there will be discussions. I can't speak to what is happening right now, but those are players that, you know, if one were to think of the LA Kings and who are available, it's other than those cornerstones right there, it's those players are available.
Well, Quick, surprisingly, he doesn't even have a no-movement clause, so my apologies. Yeah. I just looked it up. He doesn't even have one. And his interesting in his salary, though, after this year, the money he's owned drops significantly, 3.5 next year, $3 million the following year, and 2.5. So really only owed $9 million in actual cash dollars with a 5.8 cap hit over the next 3 years. So, you know, that could make him more enticing to some teams, you know, that just want to pay less money but have a cap hit. So, yeah, they can trade him anywhere. He doesn't have a no-movement clause. It'll be interesting to see. John, as always, enjoy the game tonight. Draisaitl, McDavid, 20 points in 8 games for McDavid. Draisaitl has 28 points in his 13-game point streak, so you should expect some offense from those two.
Yeah, we should. It should be some fun hockey. Always love Kings-Oilers matchups, and always love talking hockey with you guys, too. Thanks so much for the invite.